This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We have talked for years on this program about big oil, the idea that a relative handful of companies control a huge part of a vital market. Well, today brings us a new moniker. Welcome to the age of tough oil, the idea that with prices low and drilling costs high, it is only going to get tougher out there to make a buck. Thus, the announcement this morning that Royal Dutch Shell is going to spend $70 billion, $70 billion, to buy Britain's BG Group. It's the biggest energy merger in about 17 years and may be a harbinger of many, many more to come. Marketplace's Gigi Duban starts us off.
Shell paid a lot for BG, but Nikos Saffos, a partner at Analytica, says it's worth every penny.
BG is very big in Tanzania, so Shell basically now becomes the dominant player in Tanzania, and that's a great platform for doing exports into Asia.
But this merger isn't just about building business. It's also a reaction to big changes in the oil and gas sector. Bill Arnold teaches energy management at Rice University. He says this merger is Shell's chance to regain momentum.
Their operations in North America last year were not profitable.
Shell and BG were caught off guard by the slump in oil prices, but they weren't the only ones. Stephen Kopitz is managing director of Princeton Energy Advisors. He says everyone in the industry has taken a hit.
These guys have to find ways to cut costs. They have to find ways to specialize even at that large level.
Kopitz says companies are making less money from oil production. But at the same time, many of them still have lots of expensive projects in the pipeline.
Oil prices are not really coming back and may not come back for a little bit yet to levels that work for those companies.
Oil field service providers are particularly affected. Rice University's Arnold says everyone from equipment suppliers to drilling service companies have been squeezed.
They've been under a lot of pressure from their clients to reduce costs, reduce prices for their services and so forth.
He says as these companies try to drive down costs, we can expect to see more mergers. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.